USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meeting face-to-face behind closed doors in Singapore, talking about denuclearization of the North and some help with their economic situation. One of the people that will be in attendance, former NBA star Dennis Rodman.
It should go fairly well, but people should not expect so much for the first time. So, open, like I said, the door's open.
Rodman not involved in the talks, but coming to show support. Some tense moments Monday at the Justice Department after reports of an active shooter for a short time. In late afternoon, the streets outside D.C.'s building lined with squad cars. Pennsylvania Avenue shut down for a time, then the all-clear given. A New York man sentenced to 15 years in prison for traveling to Turkey to join ISIS. Arafat Naghi had a history of graphic and violent social media posts, arguing in court he wanted to help victimize Syrians and never wanted to be a fighter. He went in 2012, then arrested in 2015. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Net neutrality officially ending on Monday. The Obama-era regulations preventing ISPs from slowing down content or charging more for delivery of certain content. The FCC voting to repeal the new rules. That all kicked in on Monday. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling in a case regarding voter registration. We get details from USA Radio's Chris
Barnes.
The
High Court says states can purge inactive voters from the rolls. The ruling comes in an Ohio case involving the removal of people from voter rolls after they didn't cast ballots in elections for 2 years and for not returning warning notices about it. The High Court's conservative majority prevailing in the 5-4 ruling, Ohio has purged thousands of people from its voting rolls in recent years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And IHOP becoming IHOB. They announced on Monday some of the restaurants are going to become IHOB, the B standing for burgers. It's not a permanent change, but the goal to promote their new line of hamburgers, most of the chain restaurants sticking with IHOP. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new round of charges reportedly coming for former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort, and they're expected on Friday. These charges related to witness tampering. Special counsel Robert Mueller bringing the new charges this week. He's also prosecuting Manafort for conspiracy and money laundering as the investigation into the 2016 presidential campaign continues. Mayors from six different cities want marijuana removed from the federal list of illegal drugs. The mayors from Denver, Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, and West Sacramento backing a resolution at a conference in Boston asking the government to remove cannabis from a list of illegal drugs, saying the prohibition has failed. Gas prices falling for most Americans to an average of $2.92 a gallon. It's down 3.5 cents from where it priced last week at $2.95. We get details from John Clemens.
Motorists in California are still paying the highest at $3.74. But even that was a decline of 5 cents a gallon. Residents of South Carolina still have the lowest at $2.58. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us not every state saw a decrease in prices.
46 of the nation's 50 states saw average prices decline. The unlucky four with increases, Michigan, Idaho, Ohio, and South Dakota.
With USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signing a bill into law allowing gamblers to start betting on sports by Thursday. He signed the bill less than a month after the state won a Supreme Court victory to allow all states to allow sports gambling. It passed the state's legislature last week. This is USA Radio News.